Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon, giving the big guy the afternoon off as he is, you know, resting from all the hard work he did over the weekend to move us into our brand new studios here at the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side.
I've been envisioning him like a Paul Bunyan type figure carrying the studio on his back across southern Wisconsin.
Yes, it is. It is a feat that I will tell my grandchildren one day about, and tall tales will be told throughout the land of here in Wisconsin and in Madison and in Waukesha and out there on the West Coast as well. KGOE, our friends listening out in Eureka, California, we will tell all of our ancestors the tales of Brian, the fanciest of Brians.
In my day, a fancy man moved a radio station, see?
Just picked it up and moved it, and it was incredible. And so we really appreciate all of Brian's hard work over this past weekend and all the time. The man is literally like one of the hardest working men I know. So Brian, appreciate you. And take the afternoon off. Hopefully you're not listening to this praise that I am giving you right now. but we got a couple of texts in as well. We got Tom from West Allis, Jesse, was giving you some praise on your Jesus comment, being the other person.
Thank you, Tom.
That Voss likes to communicate with old school technology. But then also we got Mark from the SAC texting in as well. The Gableman contract should be a public record as well as the invoices submitted. Further, payments made as the result of any submission should have to meet the same standards as any other payments the state makes.
That would be
just amazing if it actually operated that way. But Jesse, these guys operate kind of in the shadows sometimes.
Yeah, I think they took Dick Cheney to heart a little too much.
Yeah. They have to operate in the shadows.
Yes.
Now, look, here's the thing is that it's not new. Like, none of us should be surprised. This was a scandal when Walker was running for governor the first time around. He had an entire secret email network. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't just
out of
like,
the Milwaukee County Executive's office as well, a public office.
Right. He was in violation of the law, and it wasn't just that he had a Gmail account that he forgot, or he, you know, had his phone tied into the three emails, and one of them
right.
was personal or something like that. He literally had to, you know, there's no way that, you know, he's rubbing his two neurons together and sparking them off and putting that thing together. They literally hired some IT guy to build a secret network.
Yeah. Yes. But, servers and all.
But her emails.
And that's going to be like, I don't understand how they can talk out of both sides of their mouth on this one, Jesse.
Because they don't have souls.
It's got to be the disappearance of shame in the Republican Party is just what allows all of this. Because when they don't have shame, they can be as backwards as, butter emails, and then...
When you're taking in that kind of money to do bad things, I'm sure it makes a really comfy pillow.
I'm sure that they would need it, because I hope that they all have a hard time sleeping at night. But we got some other news yesterday as well, Jesse, breaking that operating in the shadows for the conservatives on the country's highest court. And so I got a piece here from Slate.com that I want to dive into. We got Mark Joseph Stern's piece from yesterday at Slate.com. The headline is SCOTUS just blew up the Voting Rights Act's ban on racial gerrymandering. It is a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, and I'm
That's
having
a lot of plurals. It doesn't
it
feel
is.
Right coming
it,
off.
It,
of
there's
my,
too
yeah,
many.
Right,
yes. There's a possessive in there and then a plural. But by greenlighting Alabama's egregious map, five ultra-conservative justices declared open season on racial minorities' voting powers. And so to dive real quick into this piece, it was a 5-4 vote. So, and as you may know in the listening audience, currently there are six conservatives on the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. And so Chief Justice John Roberts was
That's read apostate traitors.
Yes, that is
Enemies
one way to read
Enemies of the
it
Republic.
Well.
Yes, go on.
But Chief Justice John Roberts was one of the individuals that joined, he was the individual that joined the three more liberal-leaning justices on the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday in this ruling. And you and I were talking in show prep. So this decision effectively greenlights the removal of one of Alabama's black congressional districts. They broke it up, and a lower court had ruled that this was illegal. The ruling was Alabama had to go, the lower court's ruling was they had to go back to the map drawing process in Alabama and represent the racial minorities, because black voters in Alabama make up 27% of the population. And so they were in this new gerrymander, they were only going to get one out of the seven seats, which is not 27%, Jesse. It's far from it.
It reminds me of one of my favorite white proverbs. How's that racist?
Yeah, because they contend that it's not breaking it up, the voting power. And my issue here is the Supreme Court is not even actually hearing cases on this. They're using this shadow docket to be able to make a ruling on it and throw out a lower court's ruling without actually being able to explain any of the reasoning or any of the makeup of how they got to this decision.
Why don't you elaborate a little more on the shadow document for the listeners? Because I think that's a little inside baseball for a lot of people.
Yes. So essentially the shadow docket is a way for the high court to take up without taking up matters and ruling on them. So rather than going through, because currently the Supreme Court is in session through this summer. And normally you have lawyers come in and you hear the case, and amicus briefs, friends of the court briefs are submitted by parties on both sides. And the legal process, as most Americans know it, is how that unfolds. But a shadow docket is when the Supreme Court has so many different rulings that it hears throughout the course of a session that it can't hear all of the appeals that are brought to it. But if it wants to speed up a decision, they use this term shadow docket to be able to make a ruling effectively and choose whether or not they're going without even hearing the case. So the if there's a majority on the court, they can use this. And that's why it's referred to as a shadow docket.
It's a summary judgment. And a lot of their reasoning and machinations don't see the light of day. It's, again, more Republicans taking too many crib notes from Dick Cheney 20 years ago.
Yes. And go ahead. We got
here's the
a couple
thing.
Seconds
I mean, this ties
before
into
the end
theme
of the break.
Of everything else is like, look, what are you afraid of? If you're not doing anything nefarious, why are you hiding it?
Exactly. So, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to dive a little bit more into this shadow docket, as well as Republicans' takes on the economy. So we're going to be right back. Send us your text.